Well, I think what will happen if he does indeed sign this deal with Citadel Broadcasting is that the market will decide whether Imus has enough of a following to overcome the egregious comments he made about the Rutgers women's basketball team and get his career back on track. I understand a lot of people are upset with the kind of racial humor that he used in that instance and some other instances. On the other hand, during that huge uproar in which he became a kind of a symbol of the toxic culture on the airwaves, a lot of people overlooked the fact that he also conducted some pretty good interviews over the years with presidential candidates, journalists. I was on his show from time to time. And so I think Imus is looking for redemption here and will be a little more careful about some of the locker room humor that he has used in the past.
In fact, you have been a guest on his show, and he made kind of one time an infamous remark about you, a really disparaging remark, that I think you said that you didn't take it that seriously. But it seemed very harmful and hurtful. Would you go back on his show?
I want to listen to the tone of the show when he comes back and see if it has changed at all from some of the cruder stuff that he was doing. But look, Imus does a very good and substantive and funny and irreverent interview. I didn't get offended when he made fun of my being Jewish because it was satire. Satire is what the guy does, and that's one of the reasons that he was popular. But it is possible to push satire too far, to go over the line. That's clearly what happened. But he's apologized repeatedly, including to the Rutgers women who did ultimately accept his apology. So I'll wait and see what happens with his new gig.
You, of course, cover so much media, all media that goes on these days, and there's so much of it, so much of the so-called new media. Have you recalled a book that was written by a man by the name of Andrew Keen, who wrote a book a couple months ago that came out called The Cult of the Internet, How Today's Internet is Killing Our Culture? He had a real indictment of the web culture, saying that it's affected, of course, many parts of our culture and of our media, and it's brought down the level of the quality of the media. His point was that actually the internet is not what it's cracked up to be, and that it's our cultural standards are going down. What do you think of that?
Well, you know, you may as well rail against electricity because the internet is not going away. And look, there's a lot of garbage out there. There's also terrific stuff on the internet. I mean, we live in an age now where you can instantly get news, where you can download the video yourself, where you can read what bloggers have to say, whether they're conservative or liberal or in between, whether they're serious or off the wall. I think people are smart. I think they know how to cut through all this stuff. But the one thing that this instantaneous internet culture has done is to threaten what was once the supremacy of the networks, and particularly these network evening newscasts that I write about in Reality Show, because they're well aware that they're only on once a day at 6:30. They've got a half an hour to try to get your attention, tell you some news, and add some context. Yet they're competing against the internet and cable TV and radio and podcasts and the whole kit and caboodle.